The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Season 2 of the YPod. Your go-to source for odd answers and unfactual entertainment. With me today is my hype man, Rob. I feel like they felt like that was in post, but no, you're actually sitting next to me wooing.
I've got nothing else to do. If I'm not giving weird answers, I'm just wooing.
Now, as I've mentioned earlier, this is our second season, which means there's going to be a few changes to the show.
Changes? What do you mean?
Now, hold your horses.
I've got them.
Good. It's not that dramatic. It's actually all good things.
Oh, I was worried. I thought I was losing my job.
I know you were.
I thought you were outsourcing my job to Johnny.
Well, he is better than you. What we're gonna do...
just like my parents.
They talk to you about Johnny that way?
Yeah.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna release episodes weekly now. Still at the same place, on the FlyPod. Also, we're only gonna use fan-submitted questions.
But where can I submit my question if I'm a fan?
You can go to our lovely new Facebook page that we started at facebook.com/theYPod.
Ooh, we're official now.
Yes, we are. Well, I thought we were official when we got that hashtag, which I will still check, #OctothorpeWP. And what do you think about the email, Rob?
The email is definitely something that we're going to use in the future.
But for now, we want a broader audience, and we do not advertise this show, so we need you guys to go out and spread the word. And the best way to do that is to tweet at us, use the Facebook page, build a community, let other people see it, let your friends know. The bigger the show, the better it'll be, and the more we can keep doing more episodes, because we're only using your questions now.
And it'll also help out because we're doing episodes weekly now, so we're going to need a lot more material.
Exactly. And if you submit questions, it's your chance to be seen on the show. You'll probably get your question read out. We'll answer it to you. You get Rob's crazy answer, then you actually get to learn something from me. So that's fun.
And a name drop. We will drop your name. We will drop your name like it's a hot album.
Speaking of dropping names, let's drop our first name. Aaron Carlton on Facebook asks, why do we break wishbones?
I wish I had a good answer for that.
Well, you should. That's your job. You want me to get Johnny? I'll go get him right now. Now, this is a really crazy concept. I mean, we kill an animal and, like, to celebrate, then we just break its bones and, like, we just wish upon those bones.
I know. We're such bullies. If I broke your bone right now, like, nobody would be celebrating. I wouldn't get to make a wish. My wish would be, like, I hope that, like, you don't press charges. Like, that would be my wish. But wishbone breaking definitely started the first year of Thanksgiving.
When was the first year of Thanksgiving?
When the Indians met the white people.
Ah.
Exactly.
And they were thankful for that.
But what happened is the Indians were living peacefully with the animals. What they would do is they would just, like, farm them, live alongside them, and when the time came, they would eat them because they were hungry and they had to survive with food.
Mm-hmm.
And they would try to, like, utilize, like, every part of the animal. Like, they would turn it into, like, outfits of some sort, jackets or weapons or just tools of any kind.
But then they got the collarbone and they're like, what do we do with this?
Well, what happened is when the people first came to North America, they showed the Indians that instead of making useful items, they could have fun with them. And they actually, like, brought them this idea where, like, if you break bones, you get to make a wish. Indians started to, like, break the wishbones to make wishes, but this extended further. Have you ever heard of, like, an Indian burn?
Yes.
Yeah, that's, like, the same theory, where they thought, like, if they gave somebody, like, a burn on their wrist, like, that would also warrant them a wish. And that's where that also came from.
Wow, you answered another why question of mine.
I know, right?
Thanks. I was actually wondering why... Is that an Indian burn? And is that racist?
It's not racist, because that's where it started.
Now, why was the white man breaking animal bones?
Well, it's basically because they wanted to see if they could fool the Native Americans into thinking that if they could break the bones of random animals, that it would give them a wish. Because they knew that they weren't going to stay here forever. They were like, we've got to go back to Spain at some point, or wherever we're from.
Where us white people come from.
Wherever we hail from. But they were like, before we go back to the Seven Seas, we want to mess with these guys. So what they did is they were just like, oh yeah, break the bone of these animals and you'll be able to wish stuff. The Indians were like, oh, this is incredible because, like, we used to use this for practical things. We never have fun.
Makes sense. So yeah. They're kind of like missionaries, but they're just, like, instilling false facts onto the Native Americans just for a good joke.
Pretty much, because, like, they were always like, maybe my wish will come true this time when they're breaking the bone. But this was essentially the first large-scale joke played on, like, just a whole nother group of people. And it worked very, very well, because now people associate, like, breaking the wishbone with Thanksgiving.
That's true, we do.
Exactly.
This is normally when we do it. But is it associated with Thanksgiving, or is it associated with turkeys?
It's definitely associated with turkeys.
Well, it started with not turkeys, actually. I'm going to tell you how it started.
Well, I had a 50-50 chance.
It didn't start with Indians either, so you're wrong on both fronts. Mm. It started about 2,400 years ago with the Etruscan people. Like, they start the tradition, and then the Romans took it from them, and then the Europeans took it from the Romans, and that's how we have it today. But the Etruscan people, they were really into their chickens, okay? Like, these guys, seriously into their chickens. They even believed chickens could predict the future. What they would do was they would write down their alphabet, then put a piece of grain in each little box, and then have the chicken come up, and whatever grain they ate, they would write it down, and, like, the priest would, like, interpret that and, like, some message that, like, predicted the future.
If I became, like, a ruler of any kind, I would enforce this policy.
Like, you have to follow what the chicken says.
Exactly. Just because I would think that would be, like, such an interesting way to lead a group of people, is, like, this one chicken is going to decide how you live your lives.
In a way, that sounds even crazier than your answer. But they thought these animals were sacred, and even their bones, and for some reason they thought the collarbone, like, it's lost in history, why specifically the collarbone? But they thought that was the one piece that, like, held the power of the chicken that can predict the future. And they would hold it and just make wishes. And then the Romans adapted and took the policy once they visited them. They would take the chicken bone and they would break it because of supply and demand. Like, they didn't want other people to be able to have a wish. So, like, you have to pay me money if you get it or we'll break it, because there wasn't enough chickens to go around. Then it went over to the Pilgrims. Columbus took it over when the first Thanksgiving, and there was no chickens in that part in the New World, and they saw turkeys, and they're like, eh, same thing, bird's a bird. So they start doing that to the turkeys. That's how it started.
Interesting. That was actually crazier than my answer. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that, but I also wasn't expecting you to have another answer, because I was expecting you to say you were right.
No, you're never right. I have a few more fun facts, though. The sayings, I need a lucky break, and I never catch a break, are both referencing wishbones. Breaking the bone. Never knew that.
I've never heard anybody say I need a lucky break before, though.
You know, like when an actor's like, oh, I just need that one lucky break that can make it big.
Oh, I have heard that before.
Exactly.
But I'm not an actor, so I'm not familiar with that. And I don't know any actors, because they're all moving out and living out their dreams.
No, I don't think they're talking about that when they say break a leg, though. That must be something different.
Well, that's probably because they have talent stored in their leg bones.
Mmm.
Yep, so when it's like break a leg, that's when their magic comes out, or their talent comes out.
I didn't do research on that, so I guess you're right.
I am right, for sure.
And that was episode 1 of season 2 of the Y-Pod.
Yep, you can listen in next week, because as we said earlier, we're going to be posting episodes weekly.
And you can get your question read. There's still time for next week if you post on our Facebook wall. Use the hashtag OctothorpeWP. We'll be checking those regularly, and we will get involved in the Facebook group and communicate back.
This is true. We have nothing else to do with our time.
Exactly. Let's build a community, guys. Let's really get out there and push the Y-Pod.
Push it.
Push it real good.
Can we just have that be our outro music?
I think it's copyrighted.
Never mind.
So we'll just go with the old one.
Okay. I love you.
I hate you.